ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Debt limit negotiations stopped for a day are scheduled to resume tonight. That from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Negotiators will be back to continue working on a solution to the impending fiscal crisis. The White House confirms the talks will be back on. The Treasury says the U.S. could run out of money to pay its bills as soon as June 1st, triggering a potentially catastrophic default. A Massachusetts judge today ruling that Jack Teixeira will stay in jail as he awaits trial. The 21-year-old Air National Guardsman accused of leaking highly classified military documents. A federal court says the FBI improperly used mass digital surveillance, usually used on foreigners, to get information on hundreds of Americans who were involved in the January 6th attack on the Capitol, as well as Black Lives Matter protesters. Ukraine, high on the agenda at the G7 summit in Japan today. Sources say President Biden approved plans to train Ukrainian pilots on U.S.-made fighter jets. This is ABC News. He was considered one of the best pro football players of all time, but his life was about much more than just the game, says ABC's Dave Packer.
NFL Hall of Famer and actor Jim Brown has died. His wife Monique sharing the news on Brown's Instagram page, saying he passed peacefully and was, quote, a loving husband, father, and grandfather. Brown is widely regarded as one of the greatest NFL players ever. The three-time MVP running back played for 9 years with the Cleveland Browns, leading the league in rushing in 8 of those seasons. After retiring at age 30, Brown became an actor, starring in movies and TV shows. Despite his successes on and off the field, Brown faced legal troubles. In 1985, he was charged with rape, battery, and assault. Those charges were later dropped. Jim Brown was 87.
Canadian officials warn more wildfires may spread in the coming days, with more smoke crossing into northwestern U.S. states. An amazing feat by two people in Ohio. 93-year-old Joy Ryan and her grandson, Brad, have visited all 63 U.S. national parks. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Some help could be on the way to Wisconsin communities with water plagued with PFAS pollution. The Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee has voted to create a $125 million trust fund to deal with forever chemicals. The idea is to provide some help now until there's a long-term solution. A federal judge says a Native American tribe in northern Wisconsin and a Canadian energy company should try to work out their differences. Judge William Connolly says he's not inclined to try to stop work on Enbridge Energy's controversial Line 5, even though environmentalists say it poses a danger to northern Wisconsin and Lake Superior.
Water is at risk, aquifers are at risk, long-term ecosystem and environmental health is at risk, and it's a really, really big deal.
Jadine Sonoda is with the Sierra Club. In sports, the Brewers are at Tampa Bay tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Solidarity Real Studio.
Part of the Civic Media Network.
Yes.
It's Outside Pizza Box. Friday night, 7 to 8 p.m. means you're tuned in to Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Yeah, but I don't know if, you know, loving and being real is the best thing to be right now. Whew, man. Watching the Republicans march Wisconsin into extreme racism and poverty. And quite honestly, not just Wisconsin, right? I mean, we can get into that. I mean, I'm tired of this, you guys. You hear the news breaks in between the shows about, you know, the insurrectionist, Knodel, you know, the supporter. Yeah, Scott Fitzgerald let the fake electors in, by the way. He got them the pass through the door. Mr. What? Butterball. D.C. Butterball now. Man, he's got to be just about ready, right? He was not in good shape when he left here, and he's eating even better now. And I keep mentioning that because, yeah, who do they go after? But the poorest, man. Take away their food. That's the problem in America. the Christian nation, and on and on and on. We got to repeat it over and over and over again because apparently just not enough people are listening or have paid attention at all to what legislation has passed and not passed in Wisconsin over the last 12 years. Yes. Okay, you know, denying health care. This is the one that it got me back then. It's getting me again now. It got me when Walker decided that, no, we're going to turn away $1.6 million and not cover the people that need and deserve it for whatever reason, whether they're sick or they don't have access, because quite honestly, in America, if you don't have access, what do I mean by that? Well, I mean access to, you know, the kind of quality of life that so many Americans have that just apparently it doesn't bother them to pick on poor people. 844-967-2789 if you want to chide in. And I hope you do. This should make people mad. But I knew it was coming, right? It's like, you hear the Republicans, they're always saying, we're not coming after Medicare and Social Security. All right, well, we'll just keep walking. All right, so to deny people health care, instead of covering people and gaining $1.6 billion,
they'd rather not cover those people and cost us that much money. And people say, oh, you know, we shouldn't be taking that money. Sure, we should. Okay, it's ours. Those are federal dollars from taxes that you've already paid in. And every time these Republicans in Wisconsin use some bogus reason for not accepting and expanding health care, it costs us money and it costs us health and it costs us lives. But quite honestly, at this point, do you really think they care about your lives? You have to ask yourself that. Here's another one. Denying women their God-given right to choose what they want to do with their bodies, with their lives, with their families. Men get to, right? Defending alcohol and guns. Both the use and abuse. By the way, today was the memorial for police officers from Wisconsin that have died in the line of duty. And we just added 3 in the last couple months of them trying to intervene with violent people that were needed to be stopped, right? Or just pulled over and decided, I'm going to shoot this cop. And that's sad. I mean, I can't imagine how those communities and those families are dealing with that, because, you know, those are people. And they were actually trying to protect your community doing that. But the Republicans, no, they've, you know, for the ones that say, oh, you guys want to defund the police, well, we're a little late. You guys already did that. Scott Walker and company did that in Wisconsin. Decrease their pay, decrease their, you know, resources, less officers. But now, you know, they scream, we need more officers for, you know, controlling violence and the violence that they created themselves. You know, violent legislation creates, you know, violent results from people that are desperate. But it just so happens to seem that desperate people seem to be the people on the far right. The ones that keep voting for these people that are inflicting such pain in their lives. And the futures of their children. Marijuana bad in Wisconsin, but not everywhere else around the state when they want to cry about flat taxes and why don't we do what this people do and why aren't we doing what this state's doing right next to us? When we know Wisconsin used to be a leader. And now we're a behinder. And we're behind southern states. The Foxconn boondoggle. Really, people? You don't think that Robin Voss and company should be held accountable? You don't think that's a big deal? No jobs, bunch of roundabouts, bunch of quick trips, bunch of warehouses. Refusing to protect forests, water, air, and all of nature. Bears, wolves, sandhill cranes, mourning doves, crows. They want it all. They want to kill everything, man. These guys are like the Death Star. And they're just building their army all across the country. And the only way they're able to do it is from, oh, good citizens sitting on their asses not doing anything. Well, what do we do? What do we do? Well, I guess you heard there's going to be, you know, a rally at the Capitol tomorrow in support of education and teachers, right? Public education and teachers. But we should always, you know, no matter what the cause, every one of us should show up. Because it's on, man. Their fascist state has been established, and it's not going to stop. Speaking of the Foxconn boondoggle, now we're revisiting high-speed fail when Scott Walker got rid of the high-speed rail. That, oh, that's going to cost us this, and it's going to cost us that, and look at the Republicans cost you more than anything you could ever have imagined. And still, you lean with them. You follow them. No taxes on the wealthy. Only middle class and below. We're number one in alcoholism. We're number one in gerrymandering. We're number one in racist segregation. And you know what? Our Republican legislators are some of the lamest, laziest, dumbest on the planet. And I left out a ton of other Republican crap. So on Wisconsin, right? On Wisconsin. We should all be so proud. You should stand up for racism and fascism and that Christianity of attacking the poorest of the poor. Yeah, I don't think so. I think I'm ready to make a stand. I know a lot of other people are, and maybe Mark is in the SAC. How you doing?
Doing okay. I mean, it's interesting how the Republicans ignore Matthew 35, where it talks about we're supposed to be taking care of the poor, taking care of one another. And you've been playing the news clip on that. Those kids are playing Ding Dong Dash. Then this is kind of a humorous thing that happened back when I was in junior high school. And that's a long time ago now. But there was a couple of my classmates apparently had been doing that. And that and they were doing it to the gym coach, who was Coach Peck. And he was our gym teacher.
Was he a GYM kind of gym teacher, like Jim Jordan?
He was an ex-former Marine, and he was actually a fairly decent guy, but he was just putting us through the paces that morning, and we didn't know what the heck was wrong, because he was making us do the leg lifts where you hold your legs up in the air and, you know, just off the ground, and really making us do the calisthenics, just kind of pounding it into us. And then he goes, "You meatheads want to know why you're doing this? A couple of your classmates here were ringing my doorbell and running away," because he wasn't home at the time. He came home and watched him do it. So his punishment for those two guys was to count the floors on the basketball court. So he had us all sitting up on the bleachers. If you guys get up on the bleachers, and those guys are going to count the boards on the gym floor. So, I mean, that's how he handled the whole, you know, the Ding Dong Dash back in the day. So I just found that kind of heat, you know, I kind of thought about that when I heard, you know, that this nitwit had, you know, kidnapped this one kid and to punish him rather than, you know, just call it either. If you're that upset about it, call the cops and let them handle it, or call the parents if you know who their parents are. That otherwise, you know, just let it go, for God's sake, rather than, oh, this guy's facing some pretty serious charges, I think, that for, you know, grabbing this kid and sticking him in his car. That it's just kind of a little bit of humor to that whole sad state of affairs. But, I mean, the Republicans just simply don't care about people.
And thanks,
whole
Mark.
Real controversy thing.
Let me tell you something. Thanks for calling. Now, let me tell you something that's funny. We did something better than Ding Dong Dash. We did the cross-country team for practice. We'd go out and egg the cops. And then everybody run. It's a free-for-all, man. Don't get caught. It was great, and we finished pretty well at state that year. But hey, look, Republicans aren't going to stop. We told people that way back when it started with Scott Walker. And I'm not the one that's so far away from reality. I feel pretty good where I'm at. We shouldn't feel pretty good where we are as a state, though, Wisconsin. I mean, they were trying to shut down the pipeline. And the tribes were here, and it didn't work out well again. And, you know, if we really love this state, we better start doing something. You know, I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat. I don't care if you don't vote. But if you care about the state, you better show up for some of the stuff we're going to be doing later this summer, man. So far away.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear sky tonight with a low of 44. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Highs level off around 72. Tomorrow, sunny skies. Lows level off around 51. Tomorrow night, temperatures above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid-70s. Once again, lows level off around 44. Tonight, highs reach 72. Tomorrow, lows level off around 51. Tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 57.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Wisconsin as much as I do, and I know a lot of you do, man. You know, it's taken a toll on us, hasn't it? It hurts. Best way to deal with hurt is to stand up, heal, and fight back. It's been taking me several years, you know, just the last few, especially to keep going, man. Ugh, it's maddening. You know, hey, Mark, if you're still listening, I don't know much about the basketball court, but in wrestling, man, if you were counting the lights, that was a bad thing. Never got pinned in high school. Hey, man, let's go to gym in Appleton. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, Mike. How you doing?
Well, you know, I actually am feeling kind of good. My mom's auction went pretty well, except I made a mistake of not being able to figure out how to recover my backup device. And so, you know, there were a couple things that I probably should have got. But I'm telling you, we were surprised that it wasn't like cheap. It was like, it was like watching Storage Wars, and I was bidding on stuff too. And then you're kind of getting mad and you're calling other relatives that you think might be bidding on the same thing you are because you don't know the names, you know?
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
That was all numbers.
I won a few, you know? I got my bird bath and my bird feeder that I was using that they put into the auction, but I got them.
Well, good. I'm glad you got them back.
Right?
Yeah, state reps, you know, I set aside a couple hours every week and I shoot out emails to the state reps and I got stacks of form letters. Thank you for your contact. But they don't care about us.
No, you're right. Those are form letters that are already, I guess it's done with a stamp. Or do they take the time to sign it?
No, it's done with a stamp.
Yeah. By a staffer. By a staffer while there are guys on a golf course or at a fundraiser or something. Yeah
most likely. Yeah, they don't care about us. They're all safely in their gerrymandered districts.
Well, not for long.
Jim,
we got plans.
We get fair districts.
I got plans.
Yeah, we do.
There are some people that will be eligible for recall. If we time it correctly, you know, with enough frustrated people in their districts, if we can educate them enough to show how these people have actually been working against them, there's a chance. But you know what it does? It takes them off course, and it's something you need to do. You know, the only way you stand up to wrong is to try and do right, and to not try and do right is worse than wrong.
Yeah. Yes. So I got a side question.
Yeah.
I've been watching the First Amendment fall apart left and right. The biggest example is DeSantis trying to silence Disney. A couple other were in the news for a while, but they're gone now. the representatives in Tennessee that were kicked out for talking about legitimate gun control, and the transgender in Montana who they kicked out of the assembly. And, oh, yeah, but she can still vote. Yeah, she can vote, but she can't talk in any debates anymore. What happened to the First Amendment?
Exactly. It only works for the fascists. They want the fascist right to speak freely and to threaten people and to incite violence. And I mean, I can't believe this is happening really that easy for them in America, but it's happening. And then on top of that, Jim, with all the pressures that everybody's feeling and just people not knowing the truth and just armed to the hilt, the guns thing is never going to stop. It's going to continue to probably get worse.
Oh, yeah. Somebody comes and knocks on my doors, I get to shoot them.
Right? Well, you know, the Republicans started that when they did, castle, you know, this is my castle laws and the stand your grounds in Wisconsin. And, you know, you don't have to have any cause at all. You just have to say you were scared, especially, you know, if it's brown people, man, then it's really cool.
Don't have a problem with stand your ground. But when you leave your house and chase the person down, you're not standing your ground, dummy.
Well, yeah, and there are instances, Jim, where, there is people that break into people's houses and do horrible things, right? But not on the level that they want you to believe, right? Because you'll have, we have our famous callers, you know, and then we hear it on right-wing radio, you know. Yeah, did you hear about this and did you hear about that? I heard it didn't happen in your neighborhood, so what are you whining about? And why shouldn't you be contributing to the solution instead of making it worse, which is exactly what they do.
Yeah, that's what they're doing, making it worse. Take more money away from the poor. Take more money away from the middle class, create more poor. Hey, there we go. That's a great way to run a society.
Yeah, and then you have CEOs, you know, like Starbucks, who said, you know, we've never had this problem before because we didn't have unions. Oh, no kidding, dude. No kidding. You never had the problem before. Before they tried to organize and get some workers' rights, you thief. Bastards they are.
Yeah, you make $100 million and you can't trickle any of that down, so you're mad that they're organizing? You created the problem.
Yes, they did, Jim, and I appreciate you listening and calling. And, you know, it's the fastest hour on radio, so you know, we're almost ready to go to the hard break, but hey, don't forget the setting of my festival in Stoughton. I went down and had a cream puff and a couple of hamburgers. And, I have a lot of memories from when we used to have, like, the snake dance when we were in junior high. And that's all illegal now. But it was also at a time when bikers were throwing each other through the bar windows and stuff. And that was okay, too. It was kind of dangerous for the kids in junior high to be going through the streets during that time. So, but the wild, wild Norway? What? Oh, yeah, there's going to be ghosts coming pretty soon. These Republicans are going to keep squeezing, man, squeezing the poor. This is, you know, if you believe in Jesus, you better get ready, man, to stand up and be a witness against it like the rest of us. Oh, by the way, organizing Mondays at the Capitol. Talk a little bit about that on the other side. Hard break.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Debt limit negotiations stopped for a day are scheduled to resume tonight. That from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Negotiators will be back to continue working on a solution to the impending fiscal crisis. The White House confirms the talks will be back on. The Treasury says the U.S. could run out of money to pay its bills as soon as June 1st, triggering a potentially catastrophic default. A Massachusetts judge today ruling that Jack Teixeira will stay in jail as he awaits trial. The 21-year-old Air National Guardsman accused of leaking highly classified military documents. A federal court says the FBI improperly used mass digital surveillance, usually used on foreigners, to get information on hundreds of Americans who were involved in the January 6th attack on the Capitol, as well as Black Lives Matter protesters. Ukraine, high on the agenda at the G7 summit in Japan today. Sources say President Biden approved plans to train Ukrainian pilots on U.S.-made fighter jets. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Kia and Hyundai have agreed to settle a $200 million lawsuit related to the explosion in car thefts in Milwaukee and around the country. In a statement, the companies say they'll provide cash compensation for customers who incurred theft-related vehicle losses or damage not covered by insurance. The cars were easy to steal because of a design flaw. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call joining a bipartisan group of 39 lawmakers urging Congress to pass the Combating Illicit Xylazine Act. This comes after a surge in overdose deaths nationwide related to xylazine. It's a potent veterinary medication that has been widely mixed with opioids like fentanyl and is easy to get online. Xylazine, only approved by the FDA as a veterinary medicine used to sedate and relieve pain in large animals. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Boat Tussle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Boat Tussle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com and get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment.
This is Mike Moen from Wisconsin News Connection. You may have heard my stories on Civic Media. Wisconsin News Connection is surveying listeners to learn how to better report on issues important to you. Go to WISNewsSurvey.com, fill it out, and you'll be entered to win a $50 Target gift card. Once again, WISNewsSurvey.com to help improve the news and enter to win a $50 Target gift card. Thanks, and we look forward to your response at WISNewsSurvey.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
An RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
They don't want people to have just enough to live for the city. Even in Madison, I mean, I'm like, come on, man. This ain't no progressive hub. Got all these high-rises going up for people that are willing to, you know, pay to have access to downtown and all the entertainment that comes with it. Pushing poor people out that actually work downtown. So now they got to, you know, what? The buses don't even run like they used to. Now, you know, it just doesn't stop. And I'm mad as hell, man. 844-967-2789. What are we talking about when they're going after the poor, right? Oh, well, come on, man. You see McCarthy come out and say, oh, they're just, the White House is just, they're not going to budge. You mean they're not going to agree with you on requiring more stringent requirements for food assistance, the SNAP program, and Medicaid? Because what? You think you can make up the deficit and pay for the debt with that? I know there's a lot of people in America that think, well, there's so many people on, you know, well, there's not as many people as you think, you know, from welfare to work to all these, just this legislation that's passed to prevent people from even having access to anything. And if you think that, you know, being on the SNAP program and getting Medicaid is, you know, what, that's the way you want to go? Why don't you switch places with people? Tell me how much you're getting. I bet if CJ was, you know, on SNAP and Medicaid, he'd still be calling in support of Republicans. It just doesn't really make sense, you know? Or does it? The debt ceiling, again. First of all, who caused the debt to be so high? What, we the people? Really? I see where they're trying to make people give back the surplus COVID relief funds that were doled out federally, right? Because in states like Wisconsin, you know, Evers won't let them use it to give it to rich people and to, you know, fund things like Foxconn and other bad deals for the state of Wisconsin. Mining and timber and, oh my God. But we did get a gummy bear, where, Haribo factory, you know, Haribo, whatever. Okay, so, and the biggest debt that's incurred by America every year? Yeah, it's for defense. Right. Now we're talking about AI, you know, and you're just laughing. I'm like, this really is kind of going down the Terminator way here. When the machines actually realize that they're smarter than humans. I mean, I don't know. You tell me. But usually these, you know, I got to tell you, these Hollywood guys, these guys that come up with the movies, they kind of like have foresight, don't they? Or is that just the blueprint that Republicans use to get to where we are today? 1980s movies. Because that's a good thing, right? Extinction. And there's something romantic about not having trees or clean air and water and people are coughing and choking in the streets and everything. But, oh, but there's people in the high rises that they're safe. It's not going to happen like that, man. It's not going to happen like that. But you look all across the country and, you know, the Republicans lining up and smiling because, oh, we got poor people, don't we? Do people realize that by not just having, you know, the wealthy pay their fair share, because they're not, okay, they've been getting breaks and breaks and breaks and we aren't. But to make us return surplus COVID relief, why doesn't Robin Voss give back the loan he got? Somebody tell me. Or Senator Ballweg out, you know, in Sauk, because she took $500,000 in COVID. What was that? PPP. Is that PPP down our back, right? More trickle down. I get it. See what I did there? The only trickle down people have felt is blood, sweat, and tears since Republicans decided to go on the attack. And quite honestly, they have been since. Look, can you see the progressive Republican Bob La Follette right now? I think he'd be going to war like we should be. And when I say that, I don't mean in a, you know, violent armed insurrection like these guys, but to just sit back and not fight is really a bad idea. I'm just telling you, you know, I mean, you don't get to the championship round by, you know, giving up. And it's worth fighting for our grandchildren and our children's future. It really is. And quite honestly, for our present. For a guy like me, present means like, hey, every day, man, that's what I got. I'm not, you know, I don't want to get too cocky anymore because I have been most of my life. And I still am in a way. But that's because, you know, people like Greg Abbott down in Texas, you know, shipping people around like cattle. Yeah, we got a crisis on the border. And quite honestly, to me, people, being that I'm from a Christian nation, it's a humanitarian crisis on both sides of the border because wealth and power are behind all this. I don't know. I don't know anybody that followed Jesus that thought that, you know, borders were meant to keep people from freedom. I thought it was the exact opposite, as a matter of fact. And I got to tell you, you're not going to see me in church because that's not where I can do the most to try and turn this around. I ain't a preacher. I'm sick of watching these churches that are, you know, they're right wingers, man. And you can just see by their signs, you know, and it's like, what does it say? Get right or be left behind. Oh, I get it. Yeah, that's not like, you know, OAN, whatever that psycho group is. And then I got to tell you, though, this coming up with Biden and Trump. Now, Biden and the centrist Democrats are ready to make a deal. But that's why Kevin McCarthy walked out, because maybe 11 senators, progressives that understand and want to explain to people all across the land that the people that are on the SNAP program and that are on Medicaid, they've already been forced to do things to get these things that they deserved from the start. Our tax dollars should pay for that, not for rockets and stuff. And yet here, you know, I have to defend Ukraine, right? Whatever happened to diplomacy? Can you not go in and say, look, let's rebuild some infrastructure here and sit down and talk about what's the best way to work out of this without taking over somebody's country? I mean, you can buy people off, man. These guys can be bought off. How do I know? I watch Wisconsin legislators, man. Let's go to Joanne. You didn't even get screened. I got you.
Hey, yes. This is such a great show, but I'd like to make a comment about something important and happy about what's been going on in Madison. The CUNA strike. It's being run by young people. Which I'm delighted about, that people are getting involved with unions who maybe don't have a lot of history with unions. They're finding the union structure a great place to anchor their careers and anchor the way that they think about the workplace. So, again, right in Madison, down Mineral Point Road, you're finding an incredible effort, and I think we should all be supportive. And again, the optimistic part of it is that the young people are taking over, and it's about time, so that the older people like myself can relax. There you go.
Well, let me tell you something. This should make you happy too then, Joanne, because on Mondays, since COVID, a lot of businesses are not open on Mondays anymore, right? A lot of restaurants and stuff. It works out better for everybody. They get the day off, you know, because restaurant work is seven days a week. And some of them don't get the day off, you know, because there's other things to do. But on Mondays, I'm going to be organized. And I've already got a few people that are like, yeah, I want to go to the Capitol and I want to know more. And they're young people. You know, that's kind of funny, Joanne. Are you surprised that I can connect with people that are, you know, in their 20s?
You connect with everybody. You're everybody's best friend.
Well, thanks, and thanks for listening. But yeah, that's it. It's it. But it's more about people like me and people that still, you know, have their look. You're like the Republicans like to call people on disability, you know, able, but they're able-bodied. Yeah, so am I, man. I got an able-bodied tumor too, and. You know, able-bodied emphysema and some other things going on. So then that's what they do. They make people think that we got healthy people out there. And I don't want to hear the stories about, well, you know about this one. Yeah, and, you know, yes, I do know families that have been basically on welfare their entire lives. And I'm going to tell you, people, a lot of that is because they need it. It's not because, you know, we want to just give handouts. It's like they can't work, or they don't have the emotional or mental capacity. And there's no problem with letting people like that have enough food and have a place to live subsidized by wealthy people, man. I just get more and more angry because, you know, centrist Democrats, you better be pulling back, and that better be why McCarthy walked out. Because I'm telling you right now, you compromise with wrong again and move further right and let poor people take the brunt of this nonsense, the bills that have already been incurred. This has nothing to do with with you know, saving money. That's the next budget debate that you're doing right now on the debt. And they should do the 14th Amendment. Yes, we should. We already lost our great standing the last time they brought this to the brink. They're destroying America. And they're using fascism to be successful because you clowns just keep going with it. You know? Oh, man, let's go to Rico. Rico, what's happening?
Hey, you hit my favorite subject. Hey, I just remember a couple weeks ago, old Kevin Kiss-Ass McCarthy, he was on TV and all. Oh, you know, if you liken this to your average everyday American life, it's like the credit card, you know, you go over the top of the limit, and then what do? You know, do you just increase the limit? Well, I'll tell you what, idiot. Either you increase the idiot and obscure a bunch of fees and extra interest, or you pay it down. That's your only two options. And might I add that somewhere back in 2017, I want to think, there was an able-bodied decrease in our tax revenue, and I don't know how that happened. I really don't know, Mike. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, when you don't have able-minded people as your legislators, Rico, and thanks again for calling. But, you know, this nonsense about poor people being the problem, it's going to cost you more money if you cut those people off those programs. You're gonna need to hire a sanitation department to pick up the bodies, man. And why you want to make people snap anyway like that? Oh, snap, yeah. Go after snap. That's a good one. It's not a lot, man. It's not a lot of money for food that would be tossed anyway in most cases. The corporations get the money. The stores get the money. We subsidize it. Yeah. But, you know, instead of that, just like with the PFAS in the water, right? Republicans are ready to use taxpayer money to clean the water instead of, you know, till we come up with a solution. You mean like making the people that polluted it clean it up with their millions and billions and who knows, damn near trillions pretty soon? Me and my arrow. More like me and my pack of cats. Me holding a stick and my clothes and the other one's got cat food and we're out of here, man. Me and my arrow was cool because if you're old enough, you remember it was the guy with like the, you know,
had
the,
no point, everybody
had a pointed head except him. He had a round head.
The kid had no point.
We'll be back.
It's me and my arrow.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold,
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature. DiscoverTheForest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear sky tonight with a low of 44. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Highs level off around 72. Tomorrow, sunny skies. Lows level off around 51. Tomorrow night, temperatures above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid-70s. Once again, lows level off around 44 tonight. Highs reach 72 tomorrow. Lows level off around 51 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 57.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Why does this song remind me of George Santos so much? Oh, yeah, man. No, really, watching the Republicans, you know, stop calling them Tuberville. It doesn't have two B's. Tuberville. Tommy Tuberville. Proud to deny women's rights. Proud to do everything. Fascist. Oh, I'm a jock. I was so successful as a coach that had the best players come to my school every year for tradition. The most racist school. But we sure like them black guys running for us and tackling for, not quarterback, of course. You know, we don't want any decision makers like that. Yeah, you guys really, you know, if you'd missed all that in the sports over the decades, it's like, well, what's happening, man? Hey, let's check Cal in Illinois.
Do I have a moment to make a remark before I ask you the question, a good question?
Absolutely.
Yeah. When I graduated from Mexico City College in 56, we were getting the notification as possible new teachers not to take a job in Florida, and nothing's changed. My question for you people is, how is that suit going against one of the phony electors as who's being sued? I guess the only suit against those guys in Wisconsin.
Oh, Cal, I'm sorry to say, but our attorney general hasn't really pursued that as vigorously as you and I would have to defend the Constitution of Wisconsin and the United States. But it really, I mean, that's the answer here. We're weak on Badgers, man. We're weak on Badgers. It's getting better, Cal. I will say that. Yeah. And I'll say that, you know what? Evers has done what he possibly could. He's tried to do what the people wanted him to do, whether they're Republican or Democrat. The majority, he's tried to do what the majority has wanted. And the people here, it's gerrymandered. And they, you know what? We're number one in racism and alcoholism. It really makes it easy for them to dumb these guys down.
I thought it was just a court case that has to proceed.
You know what? None of these guys have been punished. You know, and they're making deals in other states to testify. But you know, as far as I've seen, you know, I haven't seen anybody that's been guilty of insurrection as the organizers and as the people that made it happen. And I don't think it's ever going to happen because in Washington, D.C., in the Beltway, it's a different world, man.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we can't hold up. I haven't listened to you for over a year, finally getting back.
Nice. So, and I appreciate it.
We're down here.
And I thank you. And you know, keep listening and calling because you made me think for a while there, right? You know, get off what I was on, but that's how bad it is here. When we should be going after criminal legislators and lobbyists and lawyers and people that organize to overthrow an election. And if you're a Republican voter, you think that's cool? You know, you guys went to violence because you lost an election. Black Lives Matter people, of which I was affiliated with several get-togethers, was not about violence. It was about asking police violence and the racism to stop within our police departments. And that's what it was all about. And, you know, riots and other things that happened was not affiliated with organizers or the people who were affected by it, who lost their loved ones due to police violence, man. Hey, by the way, don't forget Jeff's Guitar Clinic. Jeffsguitar.com in Stoughton. By the way, it's set into my weekend. I mentioned that. And it goes all the way through Sunday. And I have great memories associated with that. But I want to touch one thing here. It's, you know, several years ago when I was still somewhat healthy, right, and working, I came up with the, you know, Take Back Wisconsin. You know, and I took the URL for that. And I think I still have the rights to that as a nonprofit organization. And I've got friends, more than one, calling saying, yeah, you know, I really think we should do this, you know. And so, you know, that has to be funded. And I thought, well, one way I could fund that is by auctioning off some of the best pizza boxes I have. Now, I'm just throwing that out there because anytime you get a nonprofit started, it's not about making money. It's about being able to have money to get to different parts of the state with more than just yourself, right? Transportation. You know, if you want to organize like I do and go to, hey, let's go to Beaver Dam and organize and try to educate the people about Mark Bourne. Hey, man, I got a caller here. Screen him real quick because we're getting late and I don't want to miss that call. But that's what it's going to take. We can't vote our way out of it, or at least wait to vote our way out of it. Because, all right, I'm going to Peter in Illinois. You're on, hello. Peter. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just wondering, there was a commercial I saw on TV the other night for Bud Light, and the music in the background was from Zac Brown Band. And I was just wondering whether that was pre-recorded prior to all this controversy, or whether it's a poke in the eye to all the idiots that believe in that kind of nonsense. I was just wondering if you guys could figure that out, and if you've seen the commercial at all. It's like right in your face to all the idiots, the, you know, the Kid Rock and all those that are causing trouble or nothing. There's kids in school getting shot and they're worried about Bud Light.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. And no, I don't think so. I think it's just that people are using the right message to target people that are idiots, right? And I got to tell you, Peter, I've been doing this for quite a while, going after Republicans in the Wisconsin State House. And one of them told me, his name was Wynn, right? And the Republicans redistricted and threw his jackass under the bus. But it was such an easy, it was W-Y-Y-N-N. But my sign for him was Lose with Wynn. And he goes, wow, that's really clever. And I go, wow, look at what I'm dealing with here. I go, it's really kind of easy. And so is doing this show every week. I'm sorry, it's over. We'll be back, though, again next week, 7 to 8 p.m., outside the Pizza Box. I never say I'm Pizza Box Mike, but I shouldn't assume that you know who it is, or that Evo is my outstanding engineer and producer. Yeah, right here in Madison at Solidarity Realty Studio, part of the Civic Media Network. Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. It's been a blast. Thanks for participating again, and we'll see you next week, man. Me love a wishing well to kiss and tell. Her wishing well a crocodile cheek.
Sinclair Heating and Cooling in Green Bay reminds listeners, in this current time of conflict, support our troops and their families. Let's honor them and veterans of past battles for all their sacrifices in defense of our great nation. This tribute by Sinclair Heating and Cooling on Alloway Avenue in Green Bay, serving the community for over 35 years. For information on their high-efficiency energy products and maintenance program, call 920-465-6863. Proud to salute our troops.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa.
Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.